listening to the Neshot Hamayim podcast, where I talk about birth, life, nature, and the divine wisdom we can gain through it all. I'm Chaya, your hostess. Blessed is Adonai, ruler of the universe, who brought us to this place and time for this purpose. So I'm going to begin a new thing that I'm doing that I'm calling story time, where I share a sort of benign, just lighthearted, kind of silly story from my life. I think this is good medicine for me, and I hope that it's good medicine for whoever's listening as well. So one of my favorite stories to tell, one of my favorite memories, I'm not even entirely sure why, is the one that I'm going to start off with. So once upon a time, when I was in high school, like I think I was a freshman in high school. So actually a little bit of backstory. So I lived out in the country. My family, we had animals and stuff like that. Just like one, I think we lived on 1 acre, but we lived in a field, like in the middle of a field, an agricultural field. Usually it was alfalfa, and the farmer who owned that field was a good friend of my dad's. So we were often, my sister and I, able to roam around in the field, and it was fine as long as we were, you know, dodging, when they were actually doing work in the field and things like that. So another bit of backstory is that my parents were, youth leaders for my church. For those of you that don't know, I grew up Christian and a devout Christian. And, you know, a bit of a side note is that my devoutness and studies is actually what brought me to Judaism, which is kind of funny, but that's a whole other, that's a different story. So my parents were youth leaders, and them amongst two other, couples that were parents of, you know, us kids. We were all in youth group, and it was a pretty good group that year. So we had, I don't know, 30 to 40, maybe that's too much, but maybe 30 kids that were regulars, and we all just loved each other. We were all good friends. And yeah, so most of the group was also kind of football players, and we all, but we all went to the same school because it was a small community and we just had one high school for the town. And, yeah, so there's your backstory or your, you know, context. And one of the things that we loved to do was play what we called extreme hide and seek. So one of the things that I have always prided myself on, so for those of you who haven't met me in person, or haven't seen me, you know, in pictures comparing me to other people or whatever, I'm a small framed person. I'm only 5'4". And I definitely have kind of the ninja body type. And I've always loved that I am really good at hiding and really good at putting myself in weird spots. And I read this series of books called The Ranger's Apprentice when I was a kid, and it was one of my, I mean, still one of my all-time favorite series. And go read it. I mean, even if you're an adult, it still, I'm sure, would be pretty entertaining. Or the series, yeah. Okay, so we played Extreme Hide and Seek. What was Extreme Hide and Seek? It was basically a combination of tag, and we had like a home base where you could be safe. And because most of the people in our youth group were into football, tackling was allowed. And it was just crazy. We would play it at night. And it was pretty dark out by my house because we were out. I lived, again, I think we were 2 or 3 miles outside of town. And the nearest neighbor was several, you know, commercial fields away. It was pretty, like, there's no one around, really. So, very dark, beautiful stars. And yeah, so we would play at night. We had all these crazy rules. And so here begins my story. We're playing extreme hide and seek. And I had hidden, it was near Christmas time. And my parents would always buy a few like giant poinsettias for some reason. It just was a thing. Usually there were like fundraisers and stuff. I think that was part of it. So there was a big poinsettia that my mom had put by the front door, which was kind of like, we had like a small porch, but it wasn't really a door that people used. It was technically the front door, but everyone always used the back door. It's that kind of situation. So, and also you weren't allowed to go in the house. You were cheating if you went into the house and you'd automatically be like it, right? So, so no one was going like in and out of any of the doors. And I found this spot in the shadows. So the poinsettia was like in the corner, and they did have the porch light on, or not the porch light, but the, there was a big light that my dad had put up on, an electrical pole on our property. And it was kind of like in the center of the property, and it was because we had animals, and it was, just one of those things that was kind of important for our lifestyle there. And, so it would cast these like crazy shadows from the trees that we had. And of course this poinsettia. So I thought, oh my gosh, what I did before we started, extreme hide and seek every time is I would put my, you know, camouflage gear on. I'd wear the blackest, you know, pants that I had. I'd pretty much always be barefoot. I was always barefoot. As even in high school, I would get in trouble for being barefoot and I didn't care. I wore my black pants and I had I might have put socks on because my feet were probably pretty pale and it would have been too much contrast. So I would always like dress in all black, and I didn't really have an all black hoodie, but I had dark colors. And what I did was I put whatever dark, I don't remember what color it was, but I remember it was a dark hoodie. I put that on, but then, you know, my face is exposed and I'm pale skinned. So that was still some contrast, especially compared to, you know, in contrast with my dark clothes. So what I did when I hid behind this poinsettia is I took a page out of the book from Ranger's Apprentice. One of my favorite scenes in one of the books was when he's hiding from this like orc or ogre or whatever it was. And what he did was he sat, he like crouched down and hugged his knees but had his hands or his arms up high, and he kind of like buried his chin, kind of like buried his face into his arms, and only his eyes were exposed. And what I did was that, and I pulled the hoodie down over my eyes as much as possible. And I just was like this mound of darkness in the shadow of this poinsettia. And I hid there. One of my friends, one of my very good friends was it. I hid there for 3 rounds, by the way. And no one could ever find me, and I would just eventually like give up, and like just because. But this is the story is starting like a couple of rounds in. So I'm in this poinsettia spot again, and one of my very good friends, he would run like Naruto, the anime character, or run like almost any Japanese or any like samurai anime character. But anyway, he was really pretty good at finding people because he was a big nerd like me. So I don't even know why that qualifies us for being good at finding people, but he was very good at it. And he was it for this round, I think it was. Or maybe it was one of the other rounds. He couldn't even find me. I was so proud of myself in this spot. So here we are. I'm in this spot. This point's at a hiding spot. And it has been several minutes, and I can hear different people. They're it. or they got not their it, they're, you know, they're getting caught or they're running to base or whatever. Oh, and that was part of the rule too, was you had to make your way to base, and you either got caught or you could make it to base and not be it or whatever. And I'm kind of sorry, this is a little convoluted storytelling, but I keep forgetting all these kind of important details. So most people were making their way to base, and either they would get caught on their way there or they would make it. And, you know, it would just be a little bit of a hubbub, right? And I could hear all this happening, even though the base was on the other side of the house, like on the opposite side. So kind of like behind me on the other side of the building. So I'm hiding. And I see people going round and round and round. They're circling the house so many times. They're looking all over different places. We had a couple of trees that had kind of willowy type branches. You know, they're checking those places. They're looking absolutely everywhere. And I can hear them starting to say, "She's cheating. She went inside," or whatever. And they're checking inside. And then they're looking out the windows to see if they can catch me or something like that. And I can just hear them. It's kind of getting to the point where everybody's kind of like getting sick of my crap, you know? So I didn't want to be like, you know, making the game not fun for everyone. And so at this point I was like, okay, stakes are really high. Because that was another part of the thing, is that if you're it, you can recruit people to help you find whoever else if you wanted to. And especially if you got tagged, it was kind of like part of your job, is you had to help them like find other people. So it was this total hybrid crazy, but it was so much fun. But anyway, okay. I'm hiding. I hear people getting frustrated. And I, so many times, like there were a couple of times where that friend that I was telling you about stared into the poinsettia, like was just standing there staring. And I was just watching for my little sliver of view that I had between my hoodie and my arms. And I just did not move. And he would give up and kind of go on. So finally, basically everybody at this point, because they're so frustrated with me with nobody being able to find me, it's like a competition for everybody now. Now everybody's out to get me. And I'm like, okay, I gotta make it to base or we can't end the game, you know? But it was on, like I said, it was on the other side of the house. So I had to go like across the yard. I had to make my way over quite a little bit of a trek. And again, these are football players that I'm up against. Most of them were football players. So I finally, after I could hear somebody coming. So I waited and they slowly go by. And then as soon as they're out of sight, I book it for this tree that has like the willowy, like, you know, branches down, and it kind of created like a little bit of a hidey spot. So I went in there and like just laid flat on the ground. It was so epic. Okay. Laying flat on the ground. And this tree happened to be on the edge of the property. So because these fields, the way that they would be irrigated, if there was property that they were surrounding it, the property line was kind of like raised, and there's basically this kind of like little ditch that they created around the property line, so that when they were irrigating, you know, it's not flooding somebody's home and somebody's property. So, but I had to lay flat. I laid flat under this tree because I could hear somebody else coming by. Again, these are like patrols. They're all trying to find me. And several of them are just standing out like in the middle of the yard, and I like a minefield, like I'd have to cross. So I start to slowly crawl into this like ditch part of the field. And I literally am like belly crawling along the dirt into this ditch. And my heart's pounding and I'm making like no sound if possible. And I'm breathing very quietly through my mouth. So, because if you breathe too heavily through your nose, it's you can hear it better. So like it's more audible. So I'm really revealing how big of a nerd I am right now, so I hope you're all happy. But anyway, so I'm breathing slowly, carefully through my mouth to minimize sound. I'm crawling backwards on the ground, on the dirt, into this ditch. It was dry. Don't worry. I'm not that crazy. I totally would have crawled in there if it was wet. But anyway, so it's a dry ditch. Anyway, I'm crawling back. And I start to make my way kind of staying on the slope of this ditch. And I'm crawling along, making my way slowly to the base, which was actually a tree that was near the edge of the property. So theoretically, and my plan was to try to crawl along this ditch all the way to the base tree and then just sprint the last like few steps to the tree and hopefully make it. So I start to go, and then suddenly someone has the idea to check the field, like go out in the field, see if she's out there. And so I'm like, oh crap, because if somebody's out there, I am exposed and they would be able to see me. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, and I couldn't go back to the tree because that was really kind of a stuck spot. Like if anybody had gone by and like looked in that area, they would have been able to see me. It wasn't that good of a hiding spot. It was just kind of, it was a good spot if someone was sort of just walking by. So I'm in the ditch. They're already like out in the field. And the only way that I can go is further away from the base. So I do that. I go all the way like further and further away from the base, staying in the ditch. But then it gets to a point where like I have to find a better spot or they might be able to find me. So I made it to this part where our fence kind of created more like shadows, kind of stark, you know, shadows, kind of a pattern on the ground. I went over there and I used the shadows to mask. God, I'm such a nerd. This is such a fun memory though. I used the shadows to mask my, you know, my movement back onto the property out of the field. And I go and I'm standing right next to this tree. So this tree that was in that area. So it's a tall, skinny, I can't remember what kind of tree, but it was a tall and skinny tree, skinnier than me. So it was not, again, it was not a good spot to like hang out in, but I could use it for the moment. And someone was coming, they were, you know, checking the field. And then someone else was coming from around the other side of the house, I think to try to you know, block my retreat if I was trying to get away from the guys in the field. So I just stayed flat up against this tree on the shadow side. And then when the person sort of, they had their back to me, I ran for another tree that had a little bit more of like branches. You know, again, I was trying to use the shadows. So they go by, they check the field, they give up on the field because they can't find me. So I'm in this shadowy tree situation. And I basically, but the other side, kind of going the other side where I was headed, that was still not a good spot because it was very open, wide open, and right under that big light that I had mentioned earlier. So I was like, that there just was no way I was going to be able to cross through there without being seen. And again, I'm up against football players, fast football players, some of them. So then I'm stuck again. How the heck am I going to get over there? We have trees kind of dotted, but it's not close enough that it's really safe. So then I finally, what I ended up doing is, I don't know if this is because of video games or if I'm good at video games, you know, pat on the shoulder, because of this kind of nerdy stuff. But what I did, and I'm so, so proud of myself, was I made noise. I like had, I don't know if I can't remember if it was a rock or like an old fruit or something, but I literally threw something into the neighboring corral in the opposite direction of where I wanted to go. So I threw something over there and I threw it in a way that it was like would land in still kind of a hiding spot so that they would be like, oh, she's hiding over there, and they'd go investigate. And I'm not making this up. This is what happened. And I'm so, like, again, so proud of myself. The nerds, all the little nerds in my head are singing my praises. Anyway, so half the group was not bothering looking for me anymore, but all the very competitive, again, football players were like not going to give up. So those guys went to investigate, and there were a couple of guys that were still, you know, guarding the base. So then I head back to that willowy tree, and I head back out to the field, but I'm not crawling, belly crawling in the ditch. I'm just sort of trying to dodge from one tree to the next. So at a certain point on the corner of the property, the opposite corner from the backyard, so I'm still like in the correct section of the yard, but I'm in the opposite corner of that side. I get spotted, and it was a bare area. There were no real like trees, or there was just no good cover, and they found me. So then they're freaking booking it, chasing after, and I'm running. So I go running back to the front of the house. I'm running with all of my might. I'm running, and I'm small and I'm fast, or I was then. I don't know how fast I am now, but small and I'm fast. So I'm booking it for the front. And they also have some small, fast football players. You got running backs and you have some of these guys. So they're booking it after me, and they're guys, so they're faster, and they're also more fit, so they're faster. So we're just like running like with all our might. And then I run out into the field and I'm sprinting as hard as I can. And I take a wide circle heading back towards base in the field. And I am running towards the base. I think one or two football players behind me. One of them tries to cut me off, but he's slower. So I dodge. Barely. And he 100%, this guy that did that, he was like a brother to me, and he was such a putz. He absolutely would have, I mean, he was trying to tackle me to the ground. Oh my gosh. Anyway, but it was so fun. So I dodge him, and I had to run over the fence, which was something the boys were really good at doing. I was always terrified of doing it, but I managed to pull it off, and I'm leaping towards the tree. And in the last second, the guy who was the quarterback of the football team at that time, he was really tall and lanky. So he had really, I mean, his stride was nuts. He was very fast. He leapt like the distance of, I don't know, 5 feet, probably more than that. That's, I guess 5 feet's not very much. But he literally dove to tag me, and he got me right before I got the tree. And we're all dying, I hit the tree, but I was already tagged, and so I'm dying laughing, and I'm running because I was running full speed, so I'm running so I can just kind of wind down a little bit. And the boys are still running after me, and they're like, ah, you know. It just was this totally crazy, crazy time. And then the quarterback, he's the most competitive. So he actually chased me down. He actually chased me down and like didn't tackle me to the ground, but he like shoved me to the ground just to make a point. He wasn't being mean or anything. He just was like, oh, I got you. I got you, dang it, you know, that kind of thing. And we're dying. Oh my gosh, I'm rolling on the ground, just laughing so hard. Oh my gosh. And everybody was like done with extreme hide and seek for the night after that. I had kind of ruined it for everybody. After that point, all the girls had already gone inside. Some of the guys had gone inside to watch a movie. And it was just, it was just so much fun. And, yeah, that, that's basically all I wanted to share with you was this ridiculous, ridiculous fun story from my childhood, my high school days, the fun innocent days of early high school. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope you laughed with me. I definitely enjoyed remembering this story. And I hope I remembered everything accurately. If anybody who was there is listening to this by chance, feel free to keep whatever details to yourself, because I like this version of the story. I'm pretty sure I was trying to be as accurate as possible. But it was just such a fun time. And yeah, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining me here. Remember to subscribe, write a review, and check out the show notes for other ways to connect. Nothing on this podcast is medical or legal advice. By engaging with this content, you agree to take full responsibility for your own experiences. Everything in this podcast is property of Prudence Ministries, a private healing association.